A team of doctors and researchers in Nashville is making progress on diagnosing some of the most rare genetic diseases. The center at Vanderbilt University, dedicated to solving these medical mysteries, has been accepting patients for about a year and a half now. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
When Maggie Hall got accepted into the Undiagnosed Diseases Network in 2015, her father Mike and mother Susan had learned not to get their hopes up.
She's been poked and prodded and tested for 5 years now or better, and they've all come back negative.
Maggie was 8 when she started losing her vision with no apparent cause. She also had recurring bouts of muscle weakness. But Vanderbilt had access to tests that no one else they'd been to did, like a highly detailed sequencing of her genes.
The sequencing is like a spell check on a computer.
John Phillips is the Vanderbilt doctor working with Maggie. And what came back from the lab was a pretty straightforward answer.
In this case, the spell check said that this gene was misspelled.
The gene NADK2, to be exact. There are only 3 other documented cases of this mutation. Vanderbilt is one of 7 medical centers, part of a federally funded network working to solve mystery diseases. So far, Vanderbilt has seen 21 patients and diagnosed 8. But Phillips says this part of the process is just the first step.
The real excitement is when the diagnosis not only explains things, but that you can do something different.
In Maggie Hall's case, Phillips is giving her a supplement, actually something over the counter, that might help her produce more of an enzyme her body is lacking because of the gene mutation. And for all the waiting she's already gone through, he says they'll know if this treatment works in a matter of weeks. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.